Hey Gratitude Seeker, are you able to feel grateful for bad experiences? It's something that I find hard too, but I've found a perspective that's helpful for me, and possibly it's helpful for you too. Let's check it out. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This episode is supported by Mosaic Weighted Blankets. Get better sleep and less anxiety by visiting the link in the description. What I've come to understand is that we know if we like something or we don't like something if we experience it, or we experience at least a part of it. For instance, when I was a child, there were specific types of food that I just didn't like, or I thought I didn't like. And no matter how much my parents or my grandma tried to persuade me to try them, I just wouldn't. As I grew older, I understood that for me to have a personal opinion about something, I need to try it. I need to experience it. At least a little bit. Like in the case of food, to at least try a bite and see if I actually like it or not. By doing this, of course, I've realized that many of the things that I thought that were bad or that I wouldn't like, I actually became a fan of. Ideally, we would love to have only positive experiences, right? And we spend a lot of our energy trying to make sure that the negative experiences don't happen. And if they do happen, of course, it doesn't make us feel grateful, right? But bad experiences, negative experiences also help us calibrate, also help us get to know ourselves better and get to know what we like and what we don't like. And even if it's hard in the moment, we can look at the experience as a blessing. In the sense that we know what we don't want. We know through our own experience that that particular experience isn't a positive one for us. If we look at it this way, it can help enhance our life. It can help us choose better experiences in the future. It's actually the way we learn. We learn through experience much more than through just theoretical knowledge. And part of the learning experience is actually bad, or at least it's not always positive. But if we embrace it and we use it to our own advantage, we can use these bad experiences to gain more insight on who we are, what our values are, what's important for us, and what we want in the years to come. They also give us contrast. For instance, if we feel really bad after a long period of feeling good, we can realize that it has been a lot of time in which we were great, we were feeling great, we were happy, we were grateful. Unless we had that negative experience, it would have been harder for us to actually see the good in our life and the fact that we have it pretty good. If we have a few stressful days, we're more motivated to find ways to relax, to be at peace, for instance, in the weekends. If we're not that challenged, we are not that stressed out, we don't have the same desire for peace, for feeling even more peaceful. So if you're going through a bad experience, try to see how this can be a blessing for you. Maybe not immediately, but as the emotions cool off. What did you learn from it? How can this enhance your life? What's the blessing in disguise that you can find? Who do you want to become thanks to this experience? We'll end this episode right here so you can think about these questions. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing. Don't forget to visit Mosaic Weighted Blankets and get better sleep and less anxiety. And like always, keep seeking gratitude.